You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live: to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning. So glad to be with you today, Wednesday Live, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we are just trying to land. I'm trying to land, trying to get in here to the board and get all of our team together. Everybody was waiting around and ready to go. We have the Wydros with us, and we're going to be talking a little bit about how do you finish up a fast? How do you do that in such a way that you give glory to God and you keep the heavens open and you keep the fire going on inside of your heart and all that good stuff? And of course, we're glad you've joined us today. Understand, Ma and Pa are going to show up today.
Yeah, Ma and Pa are going to be here.
And I'll tell you, that thing about the mother-in-law, you know, Ma and Pa, they were dealing with, I guess Pa was dealing with some mother-in-law issues.
He sure was.
But... and of course, none of our listeners have ever heard of anyone having mother-in-law issues.
I can't imagine.
No. My mother-in-law, I think my wife told me one day, she said, I think Mom would put me out and keep you. My mother-in-law, she literally spoiled me rotten, and I didn't mind any of it, really. I found it all to be quite great. But anyhow, going to have a very important time with Mom and Paul today. I believe that's going to be great. Let's see, have a little bit of mail I'm going to open up with today. Normally let the team do this, but I've been away, so thank you for letting me come back, team.
It's glad to have you back. You know, we missed you, brother, and it's just not the same without you.
It's
really
not the same, because God's
much
given
quieter.
Us different gifts. Much quieter, much quieter. Yeah, here's something coming in. Dear WCNO, closed is my donation of $20. To your ministry. Have a blessed day. Cheryl from Stewart, we want to thank you for your donation. And listen, don't ever think that your donation is too small to make a difference, because when everyone does their part, when you do your part, it all adds up, and God is able to meet the needs here at WCNO. And as you know, we are listener supported. And I did actually want to take just a moment to make mention of that fact. Sorry about that. We had a little music in the background. It was kind of nice.
That was Karen and I singing quietly.
Yes, yeah. Quietly, but you had a full orchestration there.
Yeah,
I thought that was
yeah,
cool.
Right. That was Tim and Maria. They
Tim and Maria, they were
team,
humming along and brought their orchestration with them. But incidentally, you know, whether it's $5, $10, $100, $1,000, whatever, when you give your gift, know that God knows exactly how to meet the needs of this ministry through his people. And so we want to thank all of you this morning. Of course, it's going to be April, and we'll be back in April with our prayer and share. That'll be coming up a few months out, but we're going to be talking some more about that. Maybe you have not yet sent in your donation. Maybe you have one of those forms and you just have not got around to filling that out, sending that in. But we would encourage you to go ahead and do that, because we want to finish this six-month season strong. And as you know, every 6 months we plan to have a fundraiser. And so what you pledged, your pledge is really important. And Karen, what if somebody would say, you know, I made a pledge and I just never was able to fulfill it, but now I could. What would you say to them?
I would just say you can just get on the phone and call us.
Make a call.
Or you could just go to the website and make your donation there.
And no condemnation.
That's right. We have people all the time. You know, I made a pledge last year or 2 years ago, and I never gave. So I just take your information right now.
Right.
Praise God. And you know, that's exactly the way things work. And I see occasionally those goldenrod colors come in on some of the old forms that we sent out. I know Karen really liked those. That was one of her more favorite colors, that sort of mustard gold, you know.
Mustard gold.
Maybe aged mustard gold. Slightly,
right,
a little bit. But anyhow, we do appreciate that. And here's another note. Dear WCNO, closed his $200 check for January and February. Now, this is from Diane. You all know who Diane is, right?
Yes. Thank you, Diane.
And you know what Diane is always saying? You know, she's always saying to carry the gospel, to get the gospel out, to get the word of God out. And she says, you are doing God's work so well every day. God bless you and thank you. Diane, we thank God for you and thank God for your prayerful support. Month to month here, you're one of our regulars, and we always look forward to your mail, and we never get tired of reading it. It's always awesome. And let's see what this is. I have one more I'm going to share, and then Dave's going to open us up with prayer. Dear WCNO, I pray our Lord Jesus bless and keep you all in the name of Jesus. Enclosed is my pledge of $50. In Jesus' name, please pray for me and my children and grandchildren. Kind of like that, you know, when a family is saying, you know, I'm just asking that God just bring my whole family to where they need to be in Christ. And I know, Maria, that's one of the things we're believing with you for your family to all be brought into the kingdom of God. But here she is sending this in. Please pray for my children, grandchildren, and let's see, believing God for a house. And, of course, this is Winifred, right? And Winifred, she's been making us aware. She's lifting her request up before God. And she's praying that God will give them guidance to the right community to get a nice house to buy in Jesus' name. So, Dave, as we lift up in prayer this morning, Winifred, and maybe others from our family, what would you lead us in that time of prayer?
Certainly. Father, let us begin with those who have laid their needs before us in prayer that we might lift them up to you and to ask the body of Christ to join us. We pray for Winifred. Father, she needs a house. That is not a big challenge for you, Lord God. And already we're believing with her in prayer, Father, that you have a plan. It's perfect. Your timing is perfect. It's being rolled out even now, and we trust you as we know Winifred does. And we just pray that in your time, certainly, that you will make manifest your answer to this prayer in such a wonderful and marvelous way. Father, we also lift up to you any and all people who are not well today for whatever reason, whether it be accident or illness, certainly COVID issues are there. We pray for your healing grace, Father, to be poured out richly in the lives of all who are hurting today. We pray especially, Father, for common sense and your compassionate mercy to overwhelm any and all structures of the enemy that keep decent treatment from people who need to have it.
Amen.
And Father, we just won't say any more about that, but Lord, you know we're talking about. And Father, for this ministry, this Christian media platform of which we are blessed to be a part of, we pray, Lord God, that today, and especially during Wednesday Live, Lord, that your word is broadcast, that the believers are edified and unbelievers are led to Christ Jesus, their only hope for salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to present your truth.
Amen.
24/7, 365. And we just can say no more except in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Karen, we do have one other request. Thank you for pointing that out to me, and we want to lift that up in prayer as well.
Yes, we have a wonderful friend of the station who is asking for prayer for both of her daughters. One daughter is suffering with female problems, and the other is having issues with kidney stones and is preparing for treatment. So, Father God, we just lift up these two daughters to you, Lord. Father, the one with the female problems, God, you know everything. You know her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, God. And Father, we speak healing to her. We speak healing into those issues, Lord God. And Father, I just pray that you would remove any obstacles that are in the way there. And Father, that you would bring her to perfect health. We know, God, that she had just gotten over COVID and had a couple of other things going on, Lord. But Father, I just speak restoration to her now in the name of Jesus. And then the other daughter with the kidney stones, Father, that you would, as she prepares for the treatment, Lord, Father, we ask, God, that you would go in and remove those kidney stones yourself, Lord. We ask by your Spirit, God, that you would blast those things out of there, and that there would be no more pain associated with that, and they would be removed, never to return again. And we thank you, Lord, for touching her in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we do agree, and so appreciate you agreeing with us as well. Well, the team has done an awesome job in my absence over the last few weeks. I had a little time away to get a knee replacement, and it is working fairly well. In these cold mornings, I've had to leave a little bit of airflow and with my shorts going to therapy, and I'm like, I'm a Florida boy. I'm not used to having my knees chilled, but anyhow, you know, they say put a lot of ice on, so I guess that's been a good thing. So anyhow, thanks for all your prayers. We do grieve with Pastor L.C. Campbell's family today over the loss. Heaven's gain, our loss, as he is with the Lord. Great loss to the local body of Christ on the Treasure Coast and the kingdom of God here. Of course, we know that LC is with the Lord, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. But our love and our prayers go out to the family today, that the Lord would strengthen you as well. And we have a number of other pastors under attack. Just got a message yesterday. Man in his 50s, I think 54 years old. Another brother who is a pastor who just died as well from COVID, a friend of ours from up in the Carolinas, and very sorry to hear that. Other pastors here in the Treasure Coast are also under attack. And you know, I had a doctor tell me that it seems there is an unusually high number of ministers and ministries that are under attack. And we're not shocked at this. We understand the plans of the enemy. And so we do lift up those today who are under attack. And as you said, Dave, we pray for proper treatment. Yeah. What do you have here?
Oh, this is from actually Maria. It's a number you're going to be calling to talk to somebody, right?
Testimony.
Okay, I'm going to be calling someone. Okay, very, very good. Very good. Okay, we're going to go to a song entitled Revival. We're going to be right back with Tim and Maria. We're going to be talking about what do you do at the end of a fast. And if you have a praise report from your season of fasting, we want to welcome your phone calls as well. You can give us a call. The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And when you call in, you'll be talking to Sherry, and Sherry will get a little information, and we may take your number and be able to call you back. But give us just a thumbnail of your praise report, and I am sure that there's going to be a great number of those that we're going to be able to celebrate together.
Only you, only you can. Come chase our wandering hearts, these prodigals we are. Don't wait, don't wait. Open up the heavens, pour out your presence. We wanna see revival. Bring us back.
see hearts ablaze. We want to see people changed. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see mercy win, the hopeless to hope again. We want to see revival, revival. We want to see lives restored and evil to win no more.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes. Mary is saying hello, hello. The song is over and she's ready to go. Tim and Maria, welcome to Wednesday Live. And you all have been doing a Monday through Friday encouragement show with The Journey, calling people to join us on a fast. And we have done that. I have been delighted with my season of doing that. And so, Maria, why don't you just welcome Mary, and let's find out what Mary's story is. I understand she also has participated.
Hi, Mary. Mary, what are you?
I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead and tell your story about Daniel Fest and how we met and what happened. And because
you can't hear you now.
Yes, go ahead. Tell us now.
Okay, so I'm Mary, and I'm an 83-year-old cancer patient, and this is the third or fourth time that I've done the Daniel Fest. And the reason I wanted to share my testimony about it with others, because there may be those who are hesitant because they say, because of my age, because of my health, I'm diabetic, I'm this, I'm that. Let me tell you about me for a moment. When the first time I did the Daniel Fest, it was trusting the Lord that this is something I wanted to do, and I wasn't sure just how I was going to make out. I was doing the fast as a spiritual commitment that I was praying for a son with Parkinson's disease. I myself have myeloproliferative neoplasm, which is a blood cancer, and I'm on a cancer chemo pill each day. And I know that if I trusted in God that I wanted to do this fast, and that my spiritual commitment for the duration of the fast was to pray and uplift my son, that he would honor my request. I began the fast, and I had no problem. It was like creations of the menu just came to me. It was not eating new things, but eliminating things I shouldn't be eating on the Daniel Fast. And I was able to create enough food to keep me healthy. I had no problem with medicine interaction. I was feeling better. the side effect was I did lose about 8 pounds, which I wasn't trying to. It had nothing to do with weight.
That was okay, though.
I wanted to become closer to the Lord and to be a support to my son and to pray that the Lord would do something for him. He became available for an experimental MRI, some kind of a way far-fetched procedure, which no one knew about, and he was just contacted and asked if he wanted to do it through Dana Faba. And he did. And I think that stabilized his whole condition.
Praise God.
He has not gotten any worse. It's been 4 years since. And I said, well, each year I would take something that was a heavy burden to me and commit it to the Lord while I did this Daniel fast. This time I committed my granddaughter, who had problems with sexual identity, and it was really very heavy on the family, and we were praying that the Lord would reverse any thoughts she had in her mind. We're still praying, and we're trusting him. But I just got through my 21 days. I'm feeling wonderful.
Yes. Mm.
I was able to commit what I wanted to the Lord during that time and stay on the diet, stay on the fast. And I just wanted to tell people this because I think people need to know. There are those people who might want to make themselves the commitment during this Daniel fast that they'll be healthier and they'll feel better. And by eating this way, they can cleanse their body in some ways from things that may not be good for them. I always feel better when I'm on the fast, and I seem to feel better for months afterwards. So I then adapt to some of the things that I will eliminate and not eat. I'm not a sugar, I'm not a big flour eater, and I'm doing well. And I just want to encourage anyone that's hearing my testimony that if you have any hesitation because of health reasons, don't. Mm. If it's giving you a real problem, commit that part to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to do this Daniel fast. I'm committing my fear that it won't work to you, and give me the faith that I can do it, and may I be blessed and receive blessing from you by doing it. Yes. So that's my story, and if you have any questions, please ask them.
All right. Mary, thank you so much for calling in, and Maria.
Thank you, Mary.
It was excellent.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. I remember when she starts the fast, and I was like, oh, she's 83 years old. She has got all these medications, but she insists, and she said, no, I can't do it. I have to do it.
Amen.
She was so spiritually committed to the Lord, and she's seeking for help, and she's seeking for his intervention.
Yes.
Because that was the time that she needed so badly, you know, the mother's heart.
Sure.
Mother heart is so weary, and she have to do it. Like, I have to do it for my kids the same way. And when somehow they're lost in the wilderness, you have to pray for a prodigal son to come back.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it's great to just set aside a season to seek God in this kind of a way. And Mary, we're going to continue to agree with you over your family. Thank you for sharing your story. I know that's going to be a great encouragement to others. And may the Lord bless you. And so we're going to get back with Tim and Maria at this time. And let's talk about, once you finish the fast, what do you do next? Thank you, Maria. God bless. Goodbye.
We lost it.
Well, it's wonderful, though.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And I just want to say thank Mary for coming on the air, but also, I mean, being honest and being, I'd like to get to know this lady, because she's a strong follower of Jesus. She has the power of the Holy Spirit in her heart, and with conviction, you know, she shared that. That encouraged me, even though I did the fast, you know, I didn't do all the 21 days, but.
Yeah, Mary has a good, clear, strong voice and a strong testimony. That was tremendous. I think just addressing the fact that if you have health issues, Don't be shocked by that. The enemy's going to try to come up with dozens of reasons why you cannot seek God. But anyhow, this is a priority that I believe in totally. We've been doing this. I believe this is maybe our sixth year as a congregation. And, of course, we're looking to see many more great breakthroughs. So I know in your book you have some helpful guidelines, what to do after the fast. Let's talk to us.
What to do after the fast is slowly, step by step, you have to get emerge to the food that you like to eat. Like, for example, so tomorrow morning, you nuts get a, if today is your last day of the fast, take about 2-3 days, slowly. Don't go to the restaurant, Chinese restaurant, for example, and try
the buffet, right?
And the buffet.
Yeah,
and
right.
Try to eat everything under the sun, because I am absolutely sure you're going to have a stomach ache.
A big time.
No golden corral.
No golden corral.
There you go, Tim. Yeah.
Slowly. For example, you make a chicken soup, and then you have to do a little bit slowly. Little fish, and so that's going to be a couple days after the fast. So, and also, remember, this fast is not going to cure all spiritual, you know, requirement or request. This is not the end of the race. It's right. Not going to do it. So you have to keep the fire burning.
Amen.
And that's the most important things. And also, to God give me for this fast, it's a very interesting verse. He gave me the verse who is in Isaiah 43:18-19. You want to read it? I think you have a better.
This is Isaiah 43:18-19. This is a verse for today. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing.
It's good.
Now it springs up. Mm-hmm. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. So I think what that's telling us is to continue the fight, and the Lord can do anything.
And God is doing new things now. Exactly. New things. Somebody who is over listening to our dear friend, don't be worried about what's gonna God is gonna do, because right now we have a new things. New things is coming.
Yeah.
And so many of you maybe be in certain like same old things all the time. Doesn't matter, it's a family or it's an issue. But God is doing new things, and you sometimes wonder how it's going to happen. How I'm going to get this new house, new mission, new job. You're in the wilderness. He knows how.
Amen.
Do you think it's too tough for the Lord? Is anything too tough for him?
Yeah.
No. And I think more to your question, Jonathan, as far as easing out of the fast, but don't ease out of it completely. In other words, commit yourself to doing something. If it's once a week fast, maybe one day per week, maybe it's a 3-day fast, maybe it's a 7-day fast, a 10-day fast, you know, just to keep your prayer and fasting going. And as it should be part of your regimen, the same way as when you wake up in the morning, you read the Bible, you get in the Word, you do your devotions, you pray. Think about adding that to your regimen once a month or whatever is...
Once a week. Walking in faith. It's not running.
There you go. So
it's good.
Just because it's great to start the year this way, of course, and set your course for the year, but that doesn't mean that you just forget about it. You know, incorporate it into your regimen.
Easter is coming.
Mm-hmm. Easter is coming, right? And I know we talked a little bit about that, where some churches, they focus on a season of Lent as far as fasting. But you don't have to be focused on Lent. You can be focused on Jesus.
And, yes,
The resurrection.
The resurrection, yeah, the power of the resurrection operative in us, and look toward that. And I'm at a place where when you're fasting and you're asking, as you're fasting and asking, make sure you're also believing.
Believing, yes.
And looking to be receiving. Mm-hmm. So you're fasting, acting, believing, and looking for the receiving. Look for God to show up. and make a record of what God is doing in your life. Write it down, journal it, so that you can remind yourself and testify to what God is doing. Tell somebody about it. In fact, we're just going to open the phone lines up right now if you would like to call in. If you have been fasting over the first part of this year in some kind of a way, and God has ministered to you in some special way, feel free to give us a call. I know sometimes people are hesitant to call in.
Yeah,
little shy to go on radio. But give us a call, 888-221-8990. And I don't normally share a scripture, but I'm going to share a short scripture that the Lord brought to my mind this morning. This is from Acts chapter 12, Acts 12, and it's kind of verses 5 through 17. And this passage, to me, has always been a convicting passage because it gives a picture of the church earnestly praying, and yet the church being shocked when God answered the prayer. You know, it tells us in verse 5, Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. The church is having like prayer and fasting. I mean, they're crying out to God. They're praying on Peter's behalf. And so everybody's praying. But we need to do more than pray. We need to believe. We need to believe and expect that God hears us, God answers. And we may not understand at first how God is answering, because sometimes God answers in different ways. But constant prayer was offered. When Herod heard about, when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains. You'll probably remember this story. Mm-hmm. He's between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. I mean, he is on lockdown. I guess as a kid, when we used to go into the prison, they called it the pig pen. It was like the bottom of the prison where it's like, hey, this guy's not going anywhere. Hey, he's a preacher of the gospel. I mean, how dangerous can he be? He's dangerous to the kingdom of darkness, and that's why he was arrested. And listen, when you as a pastor, as a team, as a Bible study group, you begin to pray and seek God, understand that you become dangerous to the powers of darkness, because God is beginning to move on behalf of his people as we pray and we believe his word. So, you know, now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by Peter. A light shone in the prison. He struck Peter in the side, raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself, tie on your sandals." So he did. In other words, get dressed.
Get ready.
Get ready and put on your garment and follow me. So he went out, followed him, did not know what was done by the angel was real. Now, this is the first shocking thing. Peter, he's sleeping. They're getting ready to do whatever to him. Maybe
he's asleep.
Yeah, and he's sound asleep. The church is praying. They're interceding. But here's Peter. He's sound asleep. And God is delivering him, and he does not even realize that this is for real. And I believe as people have fasted and prayed, you are going to be shocked at what you see God show up and do. Look for it. Expect it. Expect God to move. When you are seeking, you are praying, expect God to be on the move. God is on the move this morning. And so put on your garment. He thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and second guard post, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened for them. Maybe the first automatic electric gate, you know, in the prison system. You know, here it is. It's an auto gate. It opens up to them of its own accord. This is the power of God. This is the church. It's the New Testament church. This is a picture of the power of God to move in our lives. And so they went out, went down one street. Immediately the angel left him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain the Lord has sent his angel, delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he'd considered this, he's going to go join the prayer meeting, right? So off he goes to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Prayer is going on at this very moment. And, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, they're going to be saying, any minute now, Peter's going to come walking through that gate. Any minute, we're praying, we're believing, God is going to show up. But that is not what happened. Rhoda went to the door. She hears Peter's voice. She recognized him. She's so glad that she heard him. She didn't even open the gate. She ran in and announced that Peter is at the gate. And they said to her, "Woman, you are beside yourself." But she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." She is trying to convince them that God has answered prayer. And they can't get a hold of this. They're the ones that are earnestly praying. Father, I ask that the church, the church, that we as your people, when we ask that we would be fully conscious of the reality that you are hearing us as we're praying, and we are to believe as we're praying, and we are to be receiving as we are praying. Peter continued knocking. They opened the door, saw him. They were astonished. And then he shared with them what took place. What I like about this, I started with verse 5. There's like one verse about what was going on with this problem, and there's like 10 or 11 verses about what God did. And I saw this as a one, what the Lord's saying to me, after the fast, make sure I talk more about what God's doing than what the enemy's up to.
Yes.
Make sure. Make sure that is a priority that we have. And so so glad that you all came and joined us. And tell me about your journey with the over the week, sharing. How did you all come together to put this little encouraging challenge for us day by day? How did that work out?
Are you talking about the message?
Yes, the messages you all were sharing. How did God, because I heard some of these, they were excellent. How did you end up seeking out the heart of God and bringing this together?
Well, they were little stories, some of them vignettes, little stories of hope, of encouragement, of faith.
Okay.
That we put together, and we're thinking of putting them in a book, actually. Okay. We'll add some more, but that was actually Karen's idea when we were here last time. She said, "Well, why don't you make a book?" So we've thought about doing that, but the idea was to encourage people who are on the fast to do exactly what you just spoke about, Jonathan, and that is to seek the Lord, to believe what you are asking him for, to glorify him ultimately, and to follow Jesus daily. And that was what the stories were about. Sometimes during a fast, you can get a little off track, or you see Kentucky Fried Chicken or something.
ice cream.
You know, so
lots of suggestions.
Yeah, sure.
They're all around us. The signs are everywhere. So it was our intention to, at least for that few minutes, to bring you back to the reason for the fast, the hope that you have in the fast, the faith that you
share
in the fast, the testimony that you will have from the fast. And so that was really the impetus of it. And we thank you much for allowing us to do that so that people could be encouraged during the fast.
And I'm going to tell you, my husband doesn't like vegan food or vegetarian food. He's a meat, heavy
you
meat
talking
eater.
About him?
Yes, he eats a lot of meat.
A lot of meat.
I'm a meat and potatoes
he's
guy.
A meat Irish and potato, background. Irish background
yes,
and stuff. And he
course,
say, I'm
yeah.
going to fast. I say, oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
were that's you like that church praying they weren't full of belief?
I think that's a miracle in front of my eyes.
Amen.
It's a walking miracle because, I can be placed in a garden and I'll be happy.
Yes.
But that's not a miracle.
That's not.
That's not a miracle.
Yeah. You're already happy there, right?
Yeah, so, I'm already happy, yes. The only I'm missing my chocolate.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
really what it is.
I hear that.
But it's once in a while. I have that thought and then I say a prayer, say, God, no chocolate.
No chocolate.
Well, the thing was that, thankfully, my wife knows how to cook and she knows how to cook and make things that are compliant with the Daniel fast that were absolutely delicious. And thankfully, she put them in a cookbook that now available.
People can pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you give that web address out? Some people are listening to it. They're going, I didn't know that WCNO was on a fast.
Yes.
We have been, and we've been inviting you. So how can people get a hold of you? Those books are available. And I think some might want to get those picked up and be ready for the next run.
Yes. Everything is available at our website, danielfast.org. And the... it's called the 21-Day Daniel Fast Cookbook, and it's full of lots and lots of recipes. I think there's 127 or something.
Not just potatoes.
Yeah, it's not just potatoes.
No. You know, there's tons of food you can eat.
Yeah.
You know, for me, coming into this season, I had I was told that it would be 1 year before I could get in to see this doctor. And, of course, there was a certain doctor I was looking to see, and this was at Mayo in Jacksonville. And so they told me right up, they said, do you want to be on the waiting list? And they said, you know, it's going to be at least a year. And, you know, I had a lot of pain, and yet I felt, I just sensed this was what God was directing me to do. And so in a consultation, after I was told it was going to be a year, within days, now this is what we're fasting, I get a call. Can you be here like tomorrow? I'm like, no, I'm in North Carolina. Well, can you be here next week? And they'd already told me it was going to be a year. And I'm like, okay, well, what's happening? And we're giving this to God, and God knows how much discomfort. And it had to be at exactly the right time in the month because of our schedule here at the station, other things. And so I went to that appointment. And the doctor, he's looking at everything and asking, you know, why I want to have the knee replaced and such forth. And I said, well, is there anything else that I need to do? He said, well, losing a little weight wouldn't hurt. Yeah. And so, you know, maybe you're one of those people that losing a little weight wouldn't hurt. I mean,
no,
the doctor didn't give me a hard time. He just said losing a little weight wouldn't hurt. And so I thought, well, praise God, I'm actually on the Daniel fast.
Yeah.
And so this is going to be great. And for me, it was 18 pounds.
Wow.
And so going into surgery, 18 pounds lighter was definitely a positive for this knee replacement surgery. And maybe. I can just tell you, I feel so much better. And actually, my wife and I, we do a 40-day, so we'll be finished with ours on the 11th. But I have been thrilled with this opportunity. And, you know, I was sharing with you some of the breakthrough miracles. A friend of ours that had a financial setback. It was significant. And we were just in prayer about this. And it involved evaluations and such forth and so on, but mostly prayer. And during the season of prayer and fasting, there was a shocking call from the bank to this brother that a check had been deposited into his account. And come to find out, a new evaluation was done. Hello. And instead of having a reduction in retirement income, there was a huge increase. A huge increase. The increase was double what he was expecting to lose.
New beginning.
This is huge. And this dear friend of ours who, you know, was sharing this with me, who said, you know, here I am now in retirement and was being told you're going to lose a significant part of your income. Now God has blessed me to where I'm receiving right at what I had when I was fully employed.
Wow.
And so all of our needs are fully met. I just got to give God praise for that.
Yes.
You know,
amazing.
We bring these things to God and say, God, they're out of our control. We're asking you to intervene on our behalf. And so, Tim and Maria, I can't thank you enough. I really believe this is like a seed that has been planted that will grow. And you may be listening today and say, well, you know, I didn't start the year with that. Cheer up. You can fast anytime, but there are going to be other opportunities. Are we going to hear more around resurrection season?
Yes.
Okay, so there's going to be, what, 10 day or something?
10 days.
Ten day
fast.
Or
more if some people wants to do 21
do
or 40. That's up to them. The time frame, the time length does not mean.
It's not
restricted. It's not mandated. You can do, but everybody should do at least one.
Amen. Amen. And I liked what you said, to have a plan in place to maintain the fervency that you have found.
Yeah, pick up one day. One day, like Monday.
Fervency. You found the fire of God. Make sure you don't let that fire.
Keep it stoked.
Yeah, don't let it die down.
No.
Well, Ma and Paul is here. Welcome, Ma and Paul. So glad you're in the studio. So glad you're listening this morning. Karen, why don't you give out the contact information again for people that are listening?
Yes, if you'd like to contact us, you can call us at 888-221-8990, or you could contact us via the website, wcno.com.
Last week, we listened as Ma helped Paul work through his need to reconcile with his mother-in-law. We are pleased to say that Paul really got into this spiritual exercise. Once Paul decided to do something, and especially if it's something that blesses others, he is all in, as they say. Since last week, Paul's been praying for God's wisdom concerning the complete scope of the forgiveness he needs to ask for. He is looking to be reconciled with every person he's ever hurt. We have to admire this attitude and at the same time lift up Ma in prayer, because she is the only one Paul can get help from to refine his approach and assist him to move from the overblown strategy he usually begins with and to the simpler plan that will actually work.
Hey, Ma, I just came from 3 hours of prayer. I want to tell you what the Lord helped me put together.
You've been praying for 3 hours? That's 3 hours straight?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't lie to you, Ma.
Well, I know you wouldn't lie, but 3 hours? That's a long time for you.
What? You don't think I can put such energy and time into prayer? Ma, I guess I haven't told you of all the times I've spent in epic prayer with the Lord.
Epic prayer? You do that? I never knew that.
Well, it's not something I talk about even to you, Ma. I figure it would seem like I was trying to sound, you know, super righteous, if you know what I mean. But I ain't interested in taking any glory away from the Lord.
Well, I never think that, Pa. So, I'm interested in hearing what you got from God.
Well, it's like this, Ma. Ever since you helped me get right with your mama, the whole idea of reconciliation with others has got me all fired up. I come to realize just how many folks I've been on the wrong side of, and I'm raring to go to forgive and ask for their forgiveness.
Wow. Sounds like you got up a full head of steam. So how are you going to get started?
Well, I made me a list of folks where I could remember we have some painful disagreements what damaged our relationships.
Well, that's a good start. How many names you got on your list?
Well, let's see. Looks like about 784 names.
What? 784? Pa, how on earth did you come up with all them names?
Well, there's a lot you can come up with in 3 hours of prayer. When I opened up my heart to the Lord, His guidance just came flowing in.
You mean to tell me that the Lord wants you to reconcile with all them people?
Well, I suppose He does, Ma.
Oh, that could take you several years. Why don't we take a look at your list and see if we can whittle it down some? Maybe take a closer look at what you did or what they did that you believe needs reconciling.
Sure. Well, let's see now. Well, here's Wilbur Gastlington. 20 years ago, I got into an argument with him and told him his opinion was of the same quality as the contents of our drain field.
Well, I don't.
And then I wrote down Albert Feddington. Last summer, he pulled out in front of me when I was downtown, when I was driving to Bert's feed store, and used car lot. Man, I was so angry, I yelled at him, "I hope one of the meteorites slams into your truck and makes a crater so deep you'll have to call 911 in China for help."
Okay, listen.
Now, and then there's one I really feel bad about. Old Matilda Cribillo down at the driver's license office. She made a comment when I was getting my license renewed. Well, she said the picture on my license reminded her of those pictures of felons in the wall of the post office.
Well, now that's...
And so I told her I thought I saw her picture stapled to a light pole, someone looking for a lost dog.
Okay, just listen, Pa. Listen to me right now. It's clear to me you need to edit this list.
I know you're right, Ma. I mean, at least 75 of these folks are dead. How can I reconcile with them when they ain't even here?
Well, first of all, let's scratch all them names off those dead folks from your list. Because you ain't going to get to talk to them in this life.
And I doubt some of them will be in heaven when I get there either.
Okay, now those names left on your list, how many of them did you actually sin against in their presence? Like with things you said to them or did to them?
Well now, oh, that's going to take me some time.
All right, we'll take all the time you need and then come back with a new list and we'll talk some more.
So Paul did just that. An hour later, he returned.
Okay, Mom, I got me a new shorter list. I looked at them names like you asked.
Good. Now, how many names you got left?
It's down to 87.
Any dead folk?
Nope. They're all alive and kicking.
All right. Now, the names you got left, how many you need to ask forgiveness from, and how many do you believe need to ask you for forgiveness?
Well, I figured you might ask that. Let's see. I need to get forgiveness from 79 folks and forgive 9.
Well, that's still a lot of people, Pa. Are you sure you sinned against that many? Maybe if you can describe what you did, I can help you decide if you need to get their forgiveness.
Okay, well, the feller who first comes to mind is old Ferd Meckling. That was about 5 years ago. I was having breakfast at the Cracked Egg Diner downtown.
The Cracked Egg. My, my. That brings up some memories. I always loved their triple-decker five-egg omelet stuffed with blueberry pecan pancakes.
Me, too. Oh, and their sausage lover's eggs benedict with a side of onion rings is another favorite. But we're getting away from what I was saying about old Ferd.
Well, sorry, Pa. I'm getting hungry. It's almost lunchtime.
Well, do you want me to speed through the fruit of my deep prayer with the Lord, risking the possibility of mitigating the fullness of my solemn and sacred duty to the Lord?
Oh, goodness, no, Pa.
Okay, good. So back to old Ferd, even. See how bad it is? I'm so obsessed with all this, I can't even think straight. I was at breakfast that day, and I was having the special, which was 3 buttermilk pancakes rolled up and stuffed with buttered grits and topped with 3 eggs over easy, pile of home fries and biscuits and gravy. Old Ferd is walking by my table when the server brought my meal, and he said, "How's a lazy galoot like you going to burn off all that food? You're going to go home, sit on the porch, and get your wife to do all the chores anyway."
He said that?
Oh, he sure did. So I looked up at him and I said, "Ferd, you've had 4 wives and they all left you because you're a hard man to live with. You have the demeanor of a badger with rabies. Why, if you and the devil met up, he'd run away screaming at having met someone meaner than he is."
So am I.
Yeah, when I got my food, I got into it. He stomped out of the diner and we haven't talked since.
So, is this encounter much like the others on your list?
Well, pretty much. Harsh words, mostly. Spoken in anger. Although, there is one incident that stands out from the rest. A year ago, after the COVID lockdown was pretty much over, I went downtown to Al's Auto Parts and Tattoo Parlor to get a new fan belt from a truck. I forgot my face mask in the truck, and coming up to the counter to pay for my fan belt, old Eldon Flakely came up to me and got all over me for not having my mask. He said that I was a menace to the town for not wearing a virus fence. That was his term for the mask. And that I might be carrying a whole new variant of the virus. That I could be ground zero for another pandemic.
Well, you know, Eldon ain't known for being subtle.
True enough. The mistake he made was to yell so loud that his mask just ripped off his face. I was so worked up, he was so worked up, he didn't even notice it was gone. Thinking that his profound concern for being infectious should be honored, I grabbed a quart-sized squirt bottle of hand sanitizer, and I spritzed a bunch of it in his mouth. I tell you, Ma, he shut right up. He ran into the men's room, and old Bert told me later he didn't come out till it was closing time.
Oh, Pa, seems to me that you need a simple remedy to resolve your reconciliation project. And while you've been telling me your stories of wanton sinning, I've been working up a plan.
Oh, let's hear it. I'd sure like to get this done and behind me.
Well, we're going to send an invitation to everyone on your list. We'll set up a nice lunch right here at the farm under one of them tents like what they use for wedding receptions. A week after the invitations go out, you'll call them and issue a passionate, heartfelt encouragement for their attendance. And you just tell them you have a special announcement that involves them.
But, Ma...
And after the lunch, you'll stand up and express your repentance for anything you've ever done to hurt them. For the few you believe you need to forgive, you will address them and their sin briefly, followed by a humble request for forgiveness. After everybody's had a chance to respond, I'll serve dessert.
Ma, I don't know. I mean, your idea. Everybody at once? That's kind of humiliating.
Maybe. But consider this. No matter how they feel about what you've done, they'll see a contrite and honest man humbling himself before them. They'll be given a unique opportunity for forgiveness, and you'll teach them the power of godly humility. And even if some don't accept your apology, God will honor and bless your attempt.
Oh, my. Yes, let's do it. I'm more afraid than an astronaut with a leaky spacesuit, but let's do it.
And they did. Almost everyone on Paul's list came, although many were perplexed until Paul made his speech. He spoke from his heart. There wasn't a dry eye in the house, or rather, in the tent, when he was finished. Most of the attendees said they were inspired to mend their broken relationships as well. In closing, I should add that Ma and Paul had the cracked egg diner cater the lunch. And after Ferd Meckling made up with Paul, he had two helpings of the special dessert they made at Ma's direction called humble pie. My, oh my, oh my. What goes on at Bicker's Corner?
Yes.
You know, we're almost out of time today, and you are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and this is Wednesday Live. I want to just mention to you that Palm City New Hope Church, February the 26th, is coming up with David Phelps. David Phelps is going to be a great concert coming up. That's going to be February the 26th, 2022. And that is going to be coming right up here at New Hope Church in Palm City. Also, we have a new program called Kingdom Plan. Kingdom Plan. Karen, just give us a thumbnail of that.
The thumbnail is that this gentleman, Jay Schurz, will be talking about financial issues and how he learned how to operate kingdom-wise instead of earthly.
Investing in kingdom-oriented ways, and with great success and great favor. This is going to be a great new program. In fact, why don't we just go to the promo at this moment?
Hello, this is Pastor Jay from the Kingdom Plan Radio Show. Listen daily, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. as we discuss a multitude of topics regarding obedient financial stewardship, to include investing, financial planning, and charitable giving. I look forward to sharing information and guidance regarding the most discussed subject in Scripture.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven will pass away.
I want to just play a bit of this song, No More Night, in memory of my good friend Elsie Campbell.
God will make all things new that day. Gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal hell. No more night, no more pain, no more tears, never crying again. And praises to the great I.